Hello everybody and welcome to the Carefree Chelsea podcast. This will be a regular podcast throughout the season, which is just purely Chelsea related. You guys will be able to hear my bold opinions about the Blues over the course of the season, get up to date on the latest transfer news, and hopefully I can have some guests on the show as well to change things up a bit. So, what better way to kick off the podcast than with a season preview? On this episode, I will go through my predictions for where I think Chelsea will finish this season in the Premier League, our player of the year, top goal scorer, top assister, and my bold prediction for the season. So we're going to start with where I think Chelsea will finish in the Premier League this season. And this is a very difficult prediction because, honestly, I don't really know what to expect from Chelsea this season. And I've seen a lot of fans complaining already before the season's even started, which is just ludicrous. But what's even more ludicrous is that they're complaining about pre-season. And for me, obviously you can complain about the results in pre-season, that's absolutely fine. But when I look at pre-season, I much prefer to see kind of progression with the manager's system, especially with a new manager coming in, rather than results. And I feel like we've seen that. Obviously, wins is nice. Everyone wants to win. But I feel like pre-season, right now, it's just about understanding the manager's system, how he wants the team to play. And I feel like the Inter Milan game, that is our biggest progression so far of Enzo Maresca's system. I feel like we've seen the clearest indicator yet of how Enzo wants to play. So before I say my prediction, I'm just going to say my thoughts around it. Now, obviously, I feel like I'm an optimistic fan, right? I'm not happy with some of the business that's happened over the summer with the sporting directors at Chelsea and the hierarchy, just kind of freezing out players like Conor Gallagher and Trevor Chalobah, who have been at the club since they were young. I don't agree with that at all, and I'm not happy about that. But I feel like with the way Enzo Maresca wants to play, I feel like we can go a lot further with his style of play than we could have done with Pochettino's, for example. So I've gone with us finishing sixth this year. I feel like that's a pretty safe prediction. I feel like we could easily finish above sixth with the talent we've got. And we could maybe even finish below it, but I don't think we will. I think sixth is a pretty good position. As I said, I'm an optimistic fan. I like to think on the bright side of things. And I feel like sixth is a pretty good prediction of where we'll finish. That's not to say I don't think that we'll be in a top four race. I think we will. I think the gap between fourth and eighth, or seventh and eighth, will be very, very small this season. Perhaps even smaller than last season. Obviously, you've got West Ham, Aston Villa, Newcastle as well, who will be challenging again, as they don't have any European football. Yeah, so I think sixth, especially with how good the teams are now, with how good the teams that are competing for Europe are now, I think that's a good position for us if we can get it. Obviously, on paper, it doesn't look like an improvement on last season, but you've got to remember, it's another manager, it's a new system that the players got to get used to. So I think sixth would be a good finish for us in the league this season. What I've seen in pre-season, there is a lot I've seen in pre-season that makes me think we could finish above that. But the biggest problem in pre-season has been the defence, and that's my biggest worry going into the season. I'm not worried about the attack as much. Obviously, we still need a number nine that we can rely on and that we know is going to score 20-plus goals a season. But the defence, for me, is my biggest worry, because like we saw against Inter Milan, we dominated that game, absolutely dominated it, and then out of nowhere, they go and score against the run of play. And I feel like that's going to be a story a lot of the times this season, in the way that we'll dominate a lot of games. I feel like you're going to see us dominate a lot of games, but then there'll just be that odd goal against the run of play that might end up meaning that we drop points. And so I feel like we will see that a lot this season, and that's what worries me, and that's what makes me think that maybe top four might not be as much of a possibility unless Enzo can sort out this defence, which he absolutely can, because he seems like he has a very good football brain, and he seems really intelligent tactically as well. So, as I said, I think I've got a lot of hope for Enzo, but then the key word for Chelsea this season, and this is something that the fans need to learn, and it's patience, right? We need to be patient this season. And I know I'm going to be patient, but I'm worried that the fans won't be patient. And that makes me worried that Enzo needs to go on and hit the ground running straight away. That we need to win at least three out of the first five, unless fans are already going to start turning on him. And I hope that's not going to be the case, but I'm worried that that will be the case, that if he doesn't hit the ground running, then we are going to see some fans already start turning on him. I mean, we've already seen fans say, oh, this is boring, this is a boring style of football, just in pre-season. And it's pre-season, okay? Just what I will say to Chelsea fans, just give him half a season at least, please. Just be patient, because these players and this manager deserves our patience. Just be patient, give him the support, give him and the players the support until they've shown that they don't deserve it. Because right now, just being pessimistic and being all doom and gloom, it doesn't help anyone. Be optimistic, get behind the team, and I promise you we will start to see improvements in this team. As I said, with the fans, please be patient, because the players deserve it, the manager deserves it, and I'm positive if you're patient, then you will see the difference, or you will see the progression that we'll make with Enzo's style of play. So next up is going to be my prediction for top goal scorer this season, and there have been a lot of candidates for this. Obviously, Cole Palmer is the obvious name, but I'm not going to go for him, actually. I'm going to go for a bit of a dark horse in this top goal scorer race at Chelsea. And I feel like it's going to be Christopher Nkunku this season. If we can keep Nkunku fit this season, then he will feel like a new signing to us. And it's the same with Romeo Lavia as well. Nkunku just adds another dimension to our attack, and he's probably been one of the most impressive players in pre-season for me. So he's going to be my pick to be top goal scorer this season. That might surprise a few. Some might have thought I would have gone Nicholas Jackson, and he absolutely could, depending on the playing time he gets. But for me personally, Christopher Nkunku, I think he has a big role to play for us this season. At least I really hope he does. I really want to see the Christopher Nkunku that we saw at Leipzig at Chelsea. He has already shown his qualities at points for us, but I want him to start showing it consistently. And I think he will, as long as he stays fit. And I think, and I'm positive that he will stay fit this season with the depth we've got in attack. I think this season we could be seeing a lot more balloons at Stamford Bridge. So who do I think will get the most assists for Chelsea next season? For me, this isn't really a tough decision. I think our biggest creative outlet last season will be our biggest creative outlet this season, and that is Cole Palmer. As I said, I was going to pick him for top goal scorer, but I've just got a feeling about Nkunku this season. Cole Palmer, for me, I feel like if we can take the chances that he sets up for us, or he sets up for our attackers, then I feel like that we could be in for a lot of goals this season. And Cole Palmer will be at the heart of most of them. He is one of the best creative outlets in the Premier League. He's one of the best creative players in the Premier League, in my opinion. Or at least last season he was. So I can't see how he doesn't do that again this season. So he put up great numbers last season, and I'm fully expecting that he does it again this season. So leading on from that, who do I think will be our player of the season? Now for me, this is a pretty easy choice. I'm going to go for Cole Palmer. Obviously, he had a fantastic season last season, and I don't think he will top last season in terms of goal contributions. I don't mind if he doesn't, because I don't expect him to, because last season was just absolutely sensational. I don't know how he can top last season. If he does, then he just will amaze me once again. He just continues to amaze me every time he plays football. Once I think we've seen the most out of him, he just continues to develop even more. He's a special, special player, and I'm happy he signed a new contract till 2033 now. So that's 9 years of Cole Palmer. Hopefully he's going to be at the club for the whole of his contract, and I'm extremely excited to see how he does this season. And I think, once again, he will be our player of the season. Now, finally, I'm going to go with my bold prediction of the season, and I've got I've had a couple of these, but this is probably going to be my most bold prediction of the season, and that is that Renato Vega will quickly become a fan favourite. Obviously, our new signing, Renato Vega, we obviously went in for Ricardo Cagliafori, but we instead signed Renato Vega instead, who was reportedly going to be Ricardo Cagliafori's replacement, but we got him first, luckily, and he already looks to be a really, really fun signing. And I feel like the scouts have probably done it again. And we saw in the Inter Milan game that the fans really, really loved his aggression, his passion. I mean, it was only a preseason game, but after Leslie Ogechukwu scored that late equaliser, he was just running over to the fans, ready to jump into the crowd or something. He's really taken to the fans already. And the fans have already taken to him already. And I feel like he's going to become a fan favourite very quickly. And I've got a feeling he's going to have a good season this year. So yes, Renato Vega, I feel like he will become a fan favourite at Chelsea. And I'm really excited to see how he plays in this upcoming season. So that is it, guys. That is the season preview for Chelsea finished. Now, obviously, there are a couple of probably strange predictions, like Nkunku being top goal scorer, especially when Cole Palmer is an option, as well as Nicholas Jackson. But that's just my feeling on it. I've got a feeling that it's his season this year. Obviously, you know, don't want to speak too soon, especially after the injuries he picked up last season, but I feel like it could be his year this year, and I won't be surprised if we see more of his celebration and more balloons at Stamford Bridge next season. And I'm really excited to see how he does. I'm excited to see how Chelsea does in general. Of course, I hope we do well. The Premier League season is almost upon us. The next episode of the podcast will be out Monday or Tuesday, and that will be the player ratings for the Manchester City game. And as I said, I'm nervous, but I'm also apprehensively excited as well for the match. I feel like there's definitely a chance that we could get a result out of City. But as I said, I'm just going to keep my expectations low for this game, but I'm excited that the season's back. I'm excited that we get to watch Chelsea pretty much week in, week out again. And Chelsea are back, man. Chelsea are back, and I'm excited. And I'm excited to cover this season with all of you guys. So I hope you guys have a good one, and make sure to tune in on Monday for the Manchester City versus Chelsea player ratings. We'll be right back.